Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
The 1/5/9th aspect of nakshatras are important to consider, and we'll tell the rules of why it is so. You'll find out in a minute. Check your ascendant. Number one, ascendant angle, the cusp of your ascendant, whatever planet is close to the ascendant, especially if it is Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter are close to that cusp, close to your ascendant angle. That's the first rule. Number two, if Rahu or Jupiter are your Atma Karaka, we shall speak about this much later on. Number three, if Rahu and Ketu are in 1/7 axis, the first and the seventh axis. Number four, if other planets are in conjunction with Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter in specific nakshatras, the focus being on specific nakshatras. And we'll deal with all the nine types of nakshatras here, really. Number five, and the most important, if you have an exchange of lordship between the lords of nakshatras and or the dominance of one ruler of nakshatras in your chart. For example, if you have Mercury and Moon exchanging lords, okay, and then you have Mercury dominated nakshatras, this will be important. And if Jupiter is in that particular nakshatra of Mercury, you see what I'm saying? So you've got to check which the ruler of the nakshatra is. We have nine types, basically, nine classifications of three nakshatras each, which makes it 27. So let's get into it. So if you're looking at the chart, you see Rahu is fifth and ninth aspects. This is the fifth aspect of Rahu. We are taking first and seventh axis as an example. This is a blank chart, any chart. Okay. So Rahu, if it sits here, fifth aspect is looking at the fifth house, and ninth aspect is looking at the ninth house from the first. So this is being one, this being fifth, this being ninth. In a similar way, if you see Ketu on the other side, because it's diagonally opposite, it will sit on the other side. Its fifth aspect is the 11th house from the seventh house, and its ninth aspect is the third house. This is how Ketu will behave. If you take Jupiter, Jupiter, if it's sitting in the 10th house, for example, its 5th aspect is the 2nd house and 9th aspect is the 6th house. So this being the 1, this being the 5 and this being the 9. This is very important to consider. Why do we say so? Because now if you see 90% of your chart, whoever your chart is, wherever Rahu, Ketu and Jupiter are placed, just these three points have a dominant influence on the rest of the chart. Apart from these blanked out ones, which you see in the original color, Rahu has impact on these brown houses, Ketu has impact on these light brown houses, Jupiter on these yellow houses in our example. This is the singular reason why it's very, very crucial for you to understand these videos. Okay. And I will get into one by one of the nakshatras after this introduction. But before that, we shall consider for the purposes of this study, Rahu is the point of focus and drive where you want to go in this lifetime. Ketu, as past life conquered territory, or your karma which you have already learnt and knowledge and finished. Ketu brings all the past life into this life. So whatever you learnt, experience and knowledge, whatever you are already an expert in, is Ketu. Jupiter as the point of wisdom where you need to take assistance off. Okay, consider it like that in this particular aspect. Now let's get into the nakshatras. Now let's discuss the sun nakshatras, the 159 code of the sun nakshatras, which are these guys, Kritika, Uttara Falguni and Uttara Ashada, as marked by the white triangle over there. We're going to be rotating this triangle all around the clock. Okay. So, wherever your Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter, if it sits in this axis, you need to get some lessons from these. You need to implement some wisdom you have and drive you have from these. Ketu being past life wisdom, Rahu being your current drive in this lifetime, and Jupiter which brings in the wisdom. Okay. So, the first pada, as you can see, the first exalted pada in sun nakshatras, all three of them, is the first sign, which is still in the fire sign of Aries, Leo and Sagittarius, going into Sagittarius. See, Navamsha going into Sagittarius, yes? We shall see towards the end, that is the most exalted form of sun nakshatras, the first and the last as well. So going from Aries to Sagittarius, in case of Kritika, going from Leo to Sagittarius in the sign of Leo, and Navamsha going from Sagittarius going towards Sagittarius, the most exalted form, which is in Uttarashada, right? We are going through Pluto in Uttarashada, so it's better pay attention to this. The second pada, on the other hand, goes into Capricorn in all three, like you can see. Second pada to Capricorn in Navamsha, here also Capricorn, there also Capricorn. This is Capricorn going into Capricorn. Now we have moved into the earth sign once again, the most exalted pada. If you don't know what I am talking about, go through my other videos on Uttarashada. There's plenty of them. Okay, so second pada. The third step or pada is going into Aquarius. As you can see, Aquarius to Aquarius to Aquarius. Right? So the Aquarian sign will give you a lot of unorthodox, unconventional modes of functioning. It is very quick to react. It's all about gains from the outer world. Okay? So this will be more driven on unconventional leadership, so to speak. The Capricorn, the second, will be driven on conventional leadership. The last one, the fourth pada, shifts to Pisces. This is the second most exalted form of this nakshatra, sun nakshatra. And these are the four steps it will take. Now before we go further, let us examine shortly what are the general characteristics of all these three guys, Kritika, Uttara Falguni and Uttara Ashada. What are the general characteristics? Why are they called sun nakshatras, which plays out for a period of 7 years, I think, 6 years, something. Let's see. Now, what are the general characteristics of these three sun nakshatras, Kritika, Uttara Falguni and Uttara Ashada? Sun, think of sun, think of fifth house, think of government, think of leadership and governance, all kind of leadership attributes, the pluses and the minuses of those. So the general characteristics are, number one, governing authority. They think of themselves as authority, like a king, like government. Self-confidence is very high in these individuals, especially if Rahu, Ketu and Jupiter are sitting in these vertices, okay, in any one of the four padas. Going into Navamsha, it will act differently, of course. They have very high ego, lots of ego issues. Both Sun and Mars nakshatras have this in common. We shall come to Mars once later. High ego. They are natural born leaders. They do not take instructions very well. They do not read manuals properly. They are not detail oriented people. So detail is not a part of their strength. Okay, they are just wanting leadership. They want to quickly move on from their vision onto implementation without thinking. This is the weak point. Eventually, people will say that this person is good, but has ego issues, anger issues. Very short-tempered could be a negative point. Why? That brings us to number three. Vision drives them a lot. They're wanting to chase their visions, which they get a lot, at all costs, without reflecting, analyzing, and thinking out details. Think about this for a second. This is the problem with Sun Nakshatras in general. Have a lot of vision, no follow through, no going into details. This is what these people must learn to avoid. Okay. Now let us wrap this up by seeing finally, what is the commonality and how we can get these people across. Okay. So how do we wrap this up? How do we wrap up the Sun Nakshatras? First of all, always look for patterns. The highest exaltation point of Sun Nakshatras are in Dharmapada, first one, and last one, Mokshapada. As you can see, these two are highlighted here. This one you can't see because both are green. Okay, so what does it signify? If it is in Dharmapada, which is all fire signs going into fire signs in all the three, Kritika, Uttarfalguni, Uttarashada, Aries to Sagittarius, Leo to Sagittarius in Navamsa, and Sagittarius to Sagittarius, the highest exaltation. Think of Sun and Sun characteristics and the native sign which is here, Aries, Taurus, Leo going into Virgo and Sagittarius going into Capricorn. Think those things and also bring in the Sun characteristics, which is fiery, ego, leadership, etc. So in Aries, like I said, Sun is a visionary. It wants to bring in ideas. So they can be excellent critical thinkers. They can be excellent trainers, training skills. They have a very sharp speech like the Sun, no nonsense. Perfectionists like the Sun. For them, it's important to set goals. They can become chefs, by the way, going into Taurus because it's about food, second house. And also they are having a very independent approach because again, Sun. Having foster parents, this is another theme of the nakshatra. You can look up other nakshatras, right? Like they might be born under C-section, for example, if Kritika is falling in the fifth house. Just an example here. They have unusual births. Their goal is using internal fuel to ignite the internal fire to transform your life, that is productive energy to others. The Sun needs to learn that it is all about giving energy to others, not so much about yourself. Okay, that's what Sun needs to learn here. Coming to Uttarfalguni on the other side, we have Leo going into Virgo. So think everything sixth house. And yet, Dharma is exalted and Moksha is exalted. The first pada and the last pada. Uttarfalguni themes are success through partnerships, marriage. Think of Leo and Sagittarius. Enduring relationships. They have usually late relationships, Uttarfalguni people. But after they get married, they kind of get success. Charity, adventurous charity going into Virgo, going into Pisces, see exalted form, Pisces is charity. Negotiation, friendly, happy, righteous, kind people. Okay, again, the first pada, think of the first pada and the last pada, most exalted form of Uttarfalguni. They are about favors, action-oriented, management and delegation. Virgo going into Capricorn, Virgo going into Aquarius. Yes, both are management type creatures. Think of investments, think of contracts, legal deals. Virgo, sixth house of debt, right? All the debts which are there is Virgo. All the daily grind is Virgo. Commitments, contracts, legal contracts, their work. Initial struggles in life, again Virgo, 6th house. Later, successful later on in life. Okay, that could be a theme. So they are about ethics, rules and tradition. Once again, Virgo and Leo as well. Life lesson, strength and wealth maintain a marriage. So think from Purva Falguni, which was about relationships, Venus ruled Nakshatra, you jump into Sun. Now you're going to sustain a family, sustain that Leo energy, highest exaltation. Now Uttara Falguni needs to learn how to bring about grounding Virgo. Okay, they need to do that in their life. Coming over to Uttarashada, the final culmination of Sun. Maintaining victory through responsibility. Now we come from Sagittarius to Capricorn. Okay, highest form of Sagittarius. If your Jupiter is sitting here, it becomes the highest Dharma, looking at both. Okay, exalted in Sagittarius. Working for a larger collective, Capricorn, Capricorn going into Capricorn, for example. Okay. So within Uttarashada, the Sun rules for the masses, Capricorn going into Capricorn. Yet the highest exaltation is within Sagittarius. All the significations combined with the significations of Sun. Victory of good over negativity. See? Capricorn going into Capricorn, high ideals, positive ancestral connection. Sun is all about ancestry, especially if Uttarashada Capricorn appears in the 5th house. Okay. They can become workaholics. Capricorn is a workaholic. Yes. Establishment of institutions. Once again, Capricorn. They are very orthodox, Capricorn. Finding practical applications, Capricorn. Needs to be receptive. Capricorn has a difficult time going into Aquarius being receptive. It's all about more of what I want to bring to the rest of the world kind of approach. Yes. Life lesson being individual wisdom and action merging with collective cause is the ultimate victory. Uttarashada being very powerful nakshatra of highest exaltation of Sagittarius, highest exaltation of Capricorn, and yet having two dharma as well as moksha padas as exalted. Very powerful nakshatra. So here is where you might say the Sun learns how to do things for others in Uttarashada nakshatra. Finally, this job of the Sun is to give light to the world, yes? So as a leader, your job is to do things for others, not be self-centered. That's the life lesson of Sun, really. Okay, so watch for if Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter sits in any one of this apex of this triangle, then you have a clue about what you need to do with these nakshatras, the 1, 5, 9 of nakshatras. Next, we shall deal with Mars nakshatras. I think that's what's next on our list. Let me just check for you. Next, we shall see Moon rule nakshatras after Sun. Meanwhile, take care, be safe, leave your comments, suggestions, if any. I'll see you in the next. Thank you.